Audio Bible, Revelation, Chapter 12. And a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed in the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant and crying out in the pain and agony of giving birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven, a huge red dragon with 7 heads, 10 horns, and 7 royal crowns on his heads. His tail swept a third of the stars from the sky, hurling them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, who was about to give birth, ready to devour her child as soon as she gave birth. And she gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. And her child was caught up to God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where God had prepared a place for her to be nourished for 1,260 days. Then a war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But the dragon was not strong enough, and no longer was any place found in heaven for him and his angels. And the great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was hurled to the earth, and his angels with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, "Now have come the salvation and the power, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, he who accuses them day and night before our God. They have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives so as to shy away from death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, with great fury the devil has come down to you, knowing he has only a short time." And when the dragon saw that he had been thrown to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. But the woman was given 2 wings of a great eagle to fly from the presence of the serpent to her place in the wilderness, where she was nourished for a time and times and half a time. Then from his mouth, the serpent spewed water like a river to overtake the woman and sweep her away in the torrent. But the earth helped the woman and opened its mouth to swallow up the river that the dragon had poured from his mouth. And the dragon was enraged at the woman and went to make war with the rest of her children, who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus. And I stood on the shore of the sea,